Welcome, Minifiners. I have a little puppy staring at me. I think she's going to start walking around. You might hear her in a second, but happy Valentine's Day. Rather than focusing on love for others and my little puppy today, I want to send good vibes about loving life and being thankful for what we have, living a life of gratitude, and along with that, recognizing our purpose and our passions. You can hear Mocha, instead of being apathetic and just walking through life as a consumer. Our last few episodes have been about loving others and recognizing pain in others, but today it's about us. It's about me and you. It's about what we do with our time. I had a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity in my 20s to sit at a restaurant with the greatest chef in the world. And at this restaurant, you can order anything you want, and eventually what you want and what you need will be served to you. And the only rules at this place are that you never know how long it will take for your order to come, and you can only have one dish in front of you at a time. So you place an order, and then things start to come in waves. It's kind of like, it reminds me of Tecanos. And you sit and wait until a plate shows up, and you have to decide if you want it. It could be completely different than what you asked for or really similar. You can settle for a dish because sometimes the waves are really far apart and you can't swap it. Sometimes you can't pass it to anyone or return it. And so you don't want to fill up on a dish that's not yours, but you might. You might choose to go through with it and make it your plate, but you might regret that. So I placed my order, which was kind of vague, but I trusted the chef, so I sat back and I waited. And a few dishes came by, and I asked if I could have just a taste, and I did. And they were okay, but they weren't killer. They weren't made for me. But I got to learn some things, and I learned to notice what I liked and what I didn't. And then a dish that looked really good and smelled really good, and I couldn't help myself, so I asked for it, and I did more than try it. I ate too much, and I held on to it too long. And I realized that I was spoiling my appetite for what I had originally set my sights upon. And I had to decide, do I settle for this and finish it, or do I hope for better and return it and wait for something, for whatever was made for me? And for a bit, I doubted myself. I doubted the chef. I worried that maybe my plate came when I wasn't paying attention, or maybe it would take too long. Or not long enough from now, maybe, and I should just keep what I had. And it was a struggle. But I decided to give it up and wait again. And so things came by that were almost exactly what I had ordered. They were like steak with zucchini instead of asparagus. They were so close that I wondered if the chef had changed my order because of what was available, or if maybe I just didn't remember correctly what I had originally asked for. And when I decided that I was okay not having my fill, and I finally came to terms with myself that I could wait for exactly what was made for me exclusively and stop tasting all these distractions, that's when my plate came. It was perfectly balanced with everything I had asked for, and the chef had added some surprises, some spice, some sweet and sour, some new things that I wasn't sure about. And all these unexpected flavors were there to keep things interesting. I knew it was my destiny. It had been made for me, and it was perfect. And even the unexpected and intimidating parts made it perfect. And I knew with even more assurance that he had sent me all the other dishes first to heighten my senses and to make me really appreciate what I had now. Have you ever bitten into something and you have no words? The moment it hits your tongue, you start to just point at your plate with your fork and just mumble to your friends, like, can't even talk, my mouth is full and I don't want to open my mouth. You know it's going to be the best dessert you've ever eaten, or the best caprese salad, or the best chicken wings. Those are in Portland at Pak Pak. It's like that. This story isn't about food. It's about life. And at some point in time, you sent a prayer or a wish to heaven for a partner, for a job, for a house, for a purpose, for a ministry, for something that fed your soul and filled your heart with joy. And then you settled and you experimented, or you got impatient or distracted. And now you have to decide. Do you want to keep the plate in front of you that's full and overwhelming? Do you want to finish what you've been served? Or do you want to switch gears and return this plate for another and have hope in the heavenly chef that's building a life for you? In America, in this world of consumerism, we can get into a pattern of shopping for a new life. We're not content with what we have. We wonder if there's something better. Maybe men don't do this as much as I do or as women do, but if I'm at Target, it's easy to pick up something and put it in my cart and continue to walk around the entire store and decide if I want it before I check out. The decision isn't to commit when I actually pick up the item and place it in the cart. It happens before I walk up to the register. As a wedding planner, I don't get to know what happens in my couple's private lives, but it's obvious at the start if someone is still shopping or if they're standing at the register. You can tell when someone has committed and when they haven't. I was chatting with a dear friend of mine a few months ago, and he was telling me about a TV show. I don't have time for TV, but it might have been Shark Tank, I think. It's that one where inventors propose their ideas and products to try to get quick start funding, I think. If so, that might have been it. And he said that if you continue to watch the show, you'll notice that the investors aren't looking for killer ideas so much that they're looking for someone who's sold out. They're looking for someone who has quit everything else and, come hell or high water, is dedicated to making this thing work. The people who have an idea and keep working two other jobs don't get funding, but the ones who believe in their product, who are willing to die trying, those people get funding. It reminds me of the parable of the persistent widow in Luke 18. A woman is crying out to a judge daily for justice. The judge has no pity on her, but she becomes so taxing and irritating that to stop her persistence, he finally listens and gives her justice. And the parable compares that situation to us crying out to God for what we really need. But in thinking about it in this context, we don't need to shop for a new life. We don't need to keep hunting for what's better. We can set our sights on God's best and continue to wait and pray for it and have faith that it will come. It will. We can be the persistent widow. Every time something is offered to us at this life restaurant, we can say with confidence, that looks good, but I'm waiting for the best. I've placed a special order with the chef, and I know that he has something specific in mind for me. My challenge to you this week is to evaluate your life, to sit in the muck and recognize what's distracting you. What have you put in your cart that you're carrying around? And acting as though the obligation is yours, but you actually haven't fully committed yet. It's time to commit or to cut it. 2017 is a year for cleansing, for cutting out the things that do not serve your higher purpose, and for committing wholeheartedly to the things that do. It's time to jump into the deep end. You can float. You have a lifeguard watching out for you. It's time to make those big, hairy, audacious prayers and commit to walking the walk. If you need some guidance sorting through the muck, I'm now taking clients for spiritual direction, and you can join us on March 25th for the EFT day. I want to say inspirational, but I really mean jarring in a lot of ways for you. This is a short podcast just like last week, but to give you kind of that come to Jesus and wake up call and go, oh crap, I'm carrying around a lot of stuff that's not mine, that wasn't made for me. Those things are distracting me from my deeper hope for a deeper calling or for a deeper mission or to make an impact on the world. It's time to shake out those shame gremlins and recognize where you really should be or where you want to be before the end of 2017. Sit down and write it out. I talked at the very end of last time's podcast with how in holistic kinesiology we wrote out our next chapter. Sit down and write that out. journal or something, and even if it's just a paragraph of what you want to do, where you want to be by the end of this year. I carry around a little piece of paper in my wallet everywhere I go. Now people are going to ask me to see it, but that says my titles, the titles that I want to have someday. And it started before Jeff and I got married. I think it was really early on, actually. And the first one was to be Mrs. Alina Bard. That was the very first one. And then it was, you know, a certified wedding planner or whatever. It was these different titles to have a master's degree in spiritual formation. It was to have these titles that could be listed after my name. And I encourage you to do the same thing, even if it's just that, to write out the things that you want to be. Maybe it's a mother. Maybe it's a manager. Maybe it's to be self-employed. But whatever those titles are, to write them down and carry them around with you, or tape them to your mirror and write them on a post-it note. I want to continue to get to know each other over time. And I want to encourage you, even sincerely, to make a comment on our Facebook of those titles, of the hopes, and put them out in the world and call them into your lives. Ask the universe for them by putting them on the Minifinis Facebook page. And I will pray and encourage that those things are possible for you. So again, I hope that you'll leave a review, that you'll email me directly at alinabard.com, that you'll like our Facebook page and comment. Thank you for listening, friends. From the bottom of my soul, I hope that the idea of seeing life as a restaurant is a Minifinis for you.